You have just smelt Rose Absolute, the perfumer's holy grail, the perfect embodiment of femininity since antiquity. The rose has never spread its appeal so much. No other essence has inspired so many perfumes and perfumers. It is so multifaceted, malleable, and versatile that you can tell any story you like with it. Chemists reckon it is made up of no less than 400 different molecules. Used in the form of essence, as a top note effect, or absolute, as a perfect base, it can either be fruity, honeyed, spicy, or aldehydic. It is a generous flower. It is love from Paris to Tokyo, to New York, to Dubai, because it is simple, accessible, not too animalic or too sensual. Perfumers can adorn it as they wish, so as to reinvent it. Who can forget the rose-violet accord, an almost perfect aesthetic marriage, inaugurated by the perfume Paris, Yves Saint Laurent, 1983, and continued by Trésor, Lancôme, 1990. There are two very aromatic roses in perfumery. The Rose de Mai, or Rosa centifolia, the hundred-petaled rose, warm, powdery, herbaceous, smelling of hay, grown in Grasse, France, and Morocco's Dadès Valley, and the Damask rose, or Rose of Castile, fresh and lemony, a bit fruitier, less heady, which is by far the most widely used in fragrances worldwide.